last year. Anna Kay, Hines, Dorothy Pierce, Joy Barden, and myself have been prayerfully thinking through how can we give Church of Redeemer more opportunities to encounter and be engaged in and invested in missions. And we're starting out this summer really to put missions in front of all of us in some new ways. If you look on the green insert, you see the highlights. Every month, starting in May, we're going to have the opportunity for anyone who wants to come with us and just go and see one of the missions that we currently support, see what they are doing, to see how God is at work out there in the community in Jacksonville. And we're going to follow those site visits with some time of conversation and reflection to talk with one another, to say, well, what did you see? How did you see God at work there? What do you think about what you saw? What might God be stirring up within you? So it's an opportunity to see mission in action and then to think about that and pray about that and discuss that with one another. All of this is building up towards new wineskins for global mission. How many of you have been to that conference before? New wineskins. Wow. Just a few. Oh my goodness. Just a few. Really? Raise your hand one more time. Oh my goodness. Very few of you have been to New Wineskins. Oh, that is an amazing conference. It is coming up at the end of this September, and we would like to bring as many Church of Redeemer people as possible to come to that conference. And many of you have never been there. It's a great experience. New Wineskins is a gathering of Anglican missionaries from around the world. And you get to see mission in action on a global scale. You get to taste it, feel it, hear about it, think about it, pray about it. It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. We would love to bring a group. I have seen it change people's lives as God awakens in them a passion for mission. So I really want to encourage you to do that. Two other items on this list, and then I'll step down here. A couple of our people are taking up the flag and are moving forward on mission. First of all, Karen Ferguson is going to Sweden to visit Eric Volz, who we support on mission, and she would love to bring some people with her. And so if you are interested in going and seeing Eric in action and seeing what's going on over there, please talk to Karen. And lastly, Bob Ziner, who's among us today. Bob, raise your hand. Bob is gathering a group of people, again, anyone who is willing to participate, to take part in a national evangelistic effort called Saturate. And the goal is to bring the gospel to every household in this country. And what they're doing is taking all of the zip codes in this country and dividing them up and going door to door and presenting the gospel. And so if you have any interest in that, talk to Bob. If that idea scares the pants off of you, talk to Bob and find out what that's all about. And when you pray, ask God if he is calling you out to join him on mission in some new way. I'll leave you with this. I invite you to take these prayers that we just prayed, the prayers of the people, take them with you and pray these every day during Holy Week. Every one of these prayers is a missional prayer. If you will pray this, and if you will offer yourself to Jesus Christ, to say, Lord, I am willing, if you will empower me, I am willing, then God will indeed draw you forward into mission. And as he promised at the end of the Great Commission in Matthew 28, he said, I will be with you to the ends of the earth. You'll meet Jesus out there, guaranteed. Thank you.
Thanks, Craig.